Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we're talking water. This week, we observed, in case you missed it, World Water Day, and in conjunction with that, we are talking about a bottled water campaign that is being sponsored by the Corporate Accountability International Group. Campaigns Director Patty Lynn is on the line joining us to tell us just a little bit more about how people can take part in your Think Outside the Bottle campaign.
Great. The best way for people to get involved is to check out our website, which is www.stopcorporateabuse.org. As more and more people join our activist network, which you can do on our website, the movement challenging the increasing corporate control of our water will grow.
And what does your group do? What's your overall mission?
We are a membership organization that protects people by waging and winning campaigns challenging irresponsible and dangerous corporate actions around the world. So we've been around for about 25 years and have forced corporations like Nestle, General Electric, and Philip Morris Altria to stop abusive actions.
Okay, before I let you go, I have to get back to my pet peeve, which is all the plastic bottle waste. Any numbers in terms of, you know, what percentage of bottled water or plastic bottle drinks, for that matter, what percentage of the bottles are getting recycled or not?
You know, I don't have the percentage, but it is, you know, bottled water corporations are producing millions of tons of plastic bottles every year, and most of that is not being recycled. It's being landfilled or incinerated, both of which are huge environmental problems.
And wouldn't it be nice if they addressed that in their advertising? You know, did you know our bottles are recyclable, but only if you put them in a recycled bin?
Exactly. Well, maybe. Yeah, there's a lot of ways they can do a lot better.
Okay, well, maybe include that in your campaign, would you, just to satisfy me?
Okay.
My husband jokes that my car is a transfer station on wheels because I've got, you know, plastic bottles rolling around till I can put them in the recycle bin. Patty Lynn, thanks for joining us.
And thanks so
good
much,
luck
Betsy.
To you and your, good luck to you in your campaign. And we're going to switch gears now and find out about another new campaign, this one being launched by Environmental Defense. And we're going to bring Steve Cochran in. He is with their climate campaigns to tell us a little bit about this advertising campaign that is aimed at what consumers can do to curb their emissions. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thanks, Betsy.
We talked to you about almost 6 months ago about your Undo It campaign, which, by the way, I see advertised in a lot of places, so you're really getting out there. Why did you feel you needed to do more?
Well, this is a different approach. This is something that we're doing in conjunction with the Ad Council, which is the public service arm of the advertising industry. And they recruit some of the best and most creative advertising minds to work on public service campaigns. And in this case, they have been interested in, and we've been working with them on climate change. And what this brings to us in terms of messaging is the ability to put on the air in every television station across America specific advertising about climate change, about the level of urgency that we need to bring to this issue. We need to be moving forward and solving it now. And also directs them to a website where individuals can begin to take action. You know, there are lots of things that need to be done, but in this particular case, this campaign is focused specifically on what people can do in their own lives to make a difference.
And why don't you give us the top three while we're talking about it?
You know, it obviously ranges, but in this case, probably the single most the biggest decision on energy efficiency that people make is what kind of car do they drive and what kind of fuel efficiency do they get. And so one of the things that we try to help them do is understand those choices, make the best choices they can make. You know, people want to buy the car that they need, but there are a range of fuel efficiency choices within that. And if people get the top most fuel efficient car within the range of the things that they want for performance and everything else, you'll end up saving anywhere from 15% to 30% to 40% energy. You add that up across America, you're talking about a big difference.
And what about outside the home?
You know, most of this is focused. A lot of this really is focused on what people can do individually when they're washing their clothes, using cold water, when they're, you know, making sure they buy the right kind of light bulbs. So, just all those things that you add up. There's actually something on the website. The website is stopglobalwarming.com. People can go to, and there's a carbon calculator. You can actually figure out what your carbon footprint is, how much carbon you're adding to the atmosphere, and then figure out ways to reduce it. So it's all across people's individual lives. That's what we're trying to work on.
It's stopglobalwarming.org, isn't it, if it's the same one?
Either way, you'll get there.
Okay. Is this the first time the Ad Council has addressed global warming? I've been waiting for them to take on environmental issues. And how does that work if you have an issue? You don't pay for these ads, right? Like a
corporation? These are public service ads. That's right. We don't buy advertising. The decisions about running these ads will be made by the individual stations election managers all across America. What the Ad Council does is to put together the creative. They, in this case, it's pro bono work done by Ogilvy & May. They're one of the largest advertising firms in the country, actually in the world. And they come together through the Ad Council to bring their expertise to it. And then the Ad Council works on the distribution side. They try to make sure that these ads get out to every single television station. There's also going to be, by the way, radio ads and television ads all across this. So at the end of the campaign, there'll be some roughly $100 million worth of advertising that results from this kind of an effort, if you looked at what you'd have to pay to get the same kind of donated space that comes out of it. So for us, it's a real opportunity to try to get this issue, which is the biggest environmental issue in the world, something we have to come to grips with, to give it the kind of reach that it really deserves.
I understand you have an Academy Award-winning actress helping you get the word out.
Absolutely. Joanne Woodward, who is a very close friend of ours, who's been very helpful. She and her husband, Paul Newman, have been great on this stuff over the years and have particular interest in climate change. And she and she's absolutely willing to talk about this publicly, and we really appreciate that.
Okay, we thank you for joining us, and look out for those PSAs addressing what you can do about global warming. We've been speaking with Steve Cochran. He is with the Climate Campaigns for Environmental Defense, and of course some of the things we just mentioned, like driving a fuel-efficient car and getting energy-efficient light bulbs, are things we talk about on Eco Talk on a regular basis, but obviously word's not getting out to all of America because we're still doing a lot of things that are kind of fuelish. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll look at environmental justice.